with Southern New Mexico's news, traffic, and weather. This is News in 98 on Classic Hits 98.7.
Doñana County Sheriff's deputies were called out to the 700 block of Sunny Sands in Chaparral about 5:30 last night over a domestic dispute. Gunshots were fired, and it left 31-year-old Raul Robles dead. No further details are available from the sheriff's office.
The basket brawl instigated by Aggie Jr. K.C. Ross Miller is continuing as a discussion point today between Athletics Director Dr. McKinley Boston and Head Coach Marvin Menzies. The fight broke out at the end of the game between the Aggies and Utah Valley University, and this was the scene.
And the game ends. Ross Miller throws the ball at Holden Hunsaker, and as time has elapsed, and now the officials are trying to get everyone off of the court, as we've got a melee here.
Following the game, Menzies said he would have zero tolerance for those who acted out of line.
You know, I want to apologize for KC's actions.
The problem was compounded by fans rushing the court. Some conferences have a ban on that. WAC Commissioner Jeff Hurd says that a ban is a possibility in the future.
I don't want to knee-jerk something, but I will say this, that it will be a priority.
Menzies' discussion with NM State's athletic director will be the final chapter in this story.
I'm Jack Nixon reporting for Classic Hits 98.7.
Thanks, Jack. No roadblocks on highways. 70 today. There is a little slowdown on Interstate 10 going through Anthony, but traffic's still flowing through there, and it looks like smooth sailing on I-25. Outside today, partly cloudy. It is going to be windy. Wind speeds picking up to about 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Your Barnett's Las Cruces Harley Davidson Rider Index is a 9 on Interstate 25. It's 42. TRC Elephant Butte 43. In Hatch 45. And in Donnyana 44. And that's your news in 98, brought to you by friends over at Big O Tires, 1330 El Paso. Good morning, Billy Idol on the new Classic Hits 98.7. On the floors of Tokyo, out of London town.